We continue learning Rabbi Yoino's Shari Tshuva. We're holding on page 606 in the Art School edition, and Rabbi Yoino continues discussing Lashon Hara, and he now is within the world of the additional levels of Lashon Hara, of the levels of Avak Lashon Hara, etc., etc. Vata, says Rabbi Yoino, Hishtoinin b'chil yisecha, sharpen your mind, your thinking. To be oimed, to stand, to realize and recognize the ikar, the mean, the importance of this matter that we are discussing. Behold, we have explained, it's allowed if you're speaking about the degradation, the disgrace of the chayte, of he who sinned, that is allowed. Speak about stolen property that's in the hands of someone else. As long as you know that the person that stole hasn't abandoned his ways. Meaning, if he did tshuva, then of course you can't speak about it. But if you know that he has not done tshuva yet, then there is this allowance to be meganeh, to speak disgracefully about one who does have eres. Someone who steals money or seizes money by force, someone damages or torments a person, someone embarrasses someone, umavish, treats him, he's mevayish him, he embarrasses him, umachmir, humiliates him, misaber lashon hara, or speaks lashon hara, veloi, he shivas exila, and such a person, those were the list of sins that he did. And you know, he didn't return the gzela of lo shilim this guy. He didn't pay for his damages. Lo bigish b'nei chaver lahaver asavaynai. And he hasn't requested from his friend forgiveness for embarrassing him, humiliating him, etc. So says Rabbeinu Yoino, in those stories, it is allowed. However, v'amnam hametivin darkam, those who are trying to be better, those who are trying to perfect their ways, will first speak with the sinner before telling other people. Meaning, you're allowed to speak about such a sinner, we're learning. However, it very quickly borders on Lashon Hara. For example, there are times you have to do it with someone else, and if you do it on your own, it's a problem. So says Rabbeinu Yoino, what should really the first step be? Really, the first step should be to speak with the one who did the avir himself. Perhaps through the teichacha, through the rebuke, he'll cause the one who did the avira to do tshuva. And then if he refuses, then you can tell people about that which he did. So Rabbeinu Yoino is pointing out that there's a prerequisite. There's a first step before speaking in public about such a person. Continues Rabbeinu Yoino to explain, when a person calls the actions of his friend, something that he did to someone else, and he tells others of the story, and he exposes his guilt, and he scorns his behavior with many accusations, but he doesn't speak to the person. Meaning, if you don't follow what I said, I said Rabbeinu Yoino, and instead of first approaching you did the Avera, rather you go and you speak to others about him, the one who tells others will become suspected of doing the same. People will identify him as one who speaks Lashon Hara. And you know what they'll say? Even if it's true, did he speak to him first? Maybe he did something wrong, but did he talk to him first before you tell other people about it? And because he didn't first give to Echacha, they're going to suspect him. Again, the one who's speaking, and maybe even had good intentions, but because you didn't first approach you did the Avera, he will be suspected. Why didn't he say, people would say about him, He would never have said all this in front of the friend that did the Avera. He wants to flatter him. Meaning, why isn't he giving him Teichacha? Why aren't you going to the guy and telling him you did something wrong? And rather, you're quote-unquote behind his back saying the issues he had because you're flattering him. Kinyin shenemar, achish al yarev. Let no man fight against the one doing the Avera. But since he did not do that, but rather he just speaks about him, and he's getting pleasure about speaking about other things people did wrong, and you're having simcha and joy over their problems, and you're getting honored, you're going up in the ranks while publicizing their wrongs. This is similar to one who habitually speaks lashon hara, boy davak min avak, and the dust of lashon hara is upon him. So Rabbeinu Yonah is very lengthily explaining the critical importance of approaching the one that did the avera first, and not merely going behind his back and talking about him, but rather the incredible importance to ensure that you speak and not come off and not just be creating avak lashon hara. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah v'ayin, and furthermore, Yom Rabbeinu Adam in advarim kinim alibayu baidam. People are going to think that what you're saying is not true, and you're making it up a little bit. Why are they going to say that? Because if it was true, why didn't you first tell the one that did the avera first? Why are you hiding? You're hiding. People are going to think it's because it's not emes. Alkeinam Rabbi Seinu, therefore, says Rabbi Yonah, any thing that you're talking about someone else, when you say it in front of that person, then it's not lashon hara. Ratzalaymar, that if you first call up the guy and you give him the chacha, you first tell him what he did wrong, and then he doesn't listen to you, then only after that, then you can tell the people, and no one's going to then think that you're coming to defame him because you went and you spoke to him first. And furthermore, if people know that the person publicizing the Avera is straight, who's not showing favor to anyone, he's not pretending to like anyone, it's called Yaymar, Shalibnechader, and whatever said not in front of his friend, he'll say in front of him because he's not afraid of anyone. And then people will know that he's someone who speaks only the truth. Then Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us how we want our words to be listened. We don't want to be suspectful of doing the wrong thing. How important it is to follow protocol and first tell the one that did something wrong about what he did. Similarly, Chazal said, I never say anything and I had to turn around to see if the person I'm talking about was there. You talk and wait, is he listening? I never had to do that, said Rav Yossi. Ratzalaymar, Leyamarti, Davar Ladim Shleva Fanav, don't talk about other people when they're not there. Chavashti Yosebios Befanai, and even when I was, and he was there, I didn't say anything. Oid Amru, called Davar Sheyamar of Neishleisha, in Boiderach Lashin Hara. Whatever you say to three people is not Lashin Hara. Ratzalaymar, Achre, Kibar, Abim, Hayo, Yimai, Beser, Sibar, Dvarim, after there's many people there when you're telling over the story. The one who did something wrong will know about it. And he said, Ki'ilu Amar Advarim Befanav. And therefore, it's Ki'ilu, he said it in front of him. So Rabbeinu Yonah explaining to us how important it is to first go over to the one that did something wrong, make sure he knows about it, not talk behind his back, not be suspected of someone thinking you're wrong behind his back, etc.